It's Sunday Sex on June 14th. This is more about another question about Indian culture and history. The person says, in this context about Aryavarta and all this stuff, I'm trying to relate to an article I read somewhere mentioning that the region below the Vindhya mountain range in South India is called Dravid region, inhabited by the Dravidians, the locals. These are descendants of Asuras or demons. Aryans are the divine class like those of Ayodhya. Please guide me. Please enlighten me with correct information. Mention their ancient textbooks. So this, what she's saying is correct. The Dravidians, it's said, there's many points here, not so easy, but according to Mahabharata, according to Smriti's, in other words, she's saying, is this true that the people in South India, south of Vindhya mountain range, that's the place the Dravidians, they're descendants of Asuras, that's true. And then northern India, Ayodhya, the north Indian side, the Aryans are following Varnashram Dharma, they're the religious divine class like Ayodhya. Please enlighten me. So this information, it's correct, as the lady's asking. It's correct according to Smritis and Puranas, Mahabharata, Ramayana, and Dharma Shastras of Bharat, India. But since this is history, with little or no evidence, there's many different opinions on the identity of the South Indian Dravidians. Some scholars say Dravidians were highly advanced in culture people. Even today, many of India's grandest temples with the highest standards of Brahminical purity and standards of puja, rites and rituals and purity are in South India, in the area which is called Dravida Desh. Temples like Rameshwaram, Rangaji, Balaji Venkateshwara, Guruvayur, Udupi Krishnadikeshwara, etc., etc. There's hundreds of them. The person's asking, this is what I can say about it. But today you look at it, the Brahmins of South India that are so-called Dravidians or descendants of Dravidians or so-called descendants of Asuras, they're very completely godly and Brahminical, and they're all Vaishnavas or Shaivites or Vaishnavas. So I don't know much about that question, but that's what I can say. They say like that. Well, it's ancient history, is hard to tell what the situation is. Practically with our eyes, we see a very high standard, as I said. Brahminical standards of puja, rites, rituals, and purity are very high in South India. Very strict Brahmins there. Very wonderful, beautiful temples with high standard of puja. So it's hard to understand. But we can see with our eyes that is also true. It's called pradyaksha praman. Evidence from the sense gathered by the senses. So it's common sense, we can see it practically. So these are the worst groups of people called Dravidians, or people called Aryavartas. But now everyone's just, Kali Yuga resident. Some are good, some are bad. Some are religious, some are irreligious. Not much hard to divide into stratification, divisions, and upadis. Puranas tell us Sarvapati Vinirmuktam Tat Pratvena Nirmalam Rishikesha Rishikanyan Sevanam Bhakti Uchade. And Bhakti means save it of Rishikesh. Engage your senses, engage all your senses and mind, the six senses of mind. Engage everything that serves of Rishikesh, means Bhagavan Sri Krishna, in his pleasure. Then everyone becomes perfect. Jivara Sarvapaya Krishna Nityadas. The Srupa, every jiva, South India, North India, Dravidians, Aryavratas, and wherever you are, your Srupa Lakshana, your primary characteristic of your existential identity, your part and parcel of God, Bhagavan, you're meant to serve Him and love Him eternally. This is the bottom line. Jai Giriraj Maharaj Ki Jai, Jai Pandit Shri Krishna's Babaji Maharaj Ki Jai, Jai Radhe, Vaita Prabhu Ki Jai.